From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is wrapping up a visit to the long-isolated Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar by meeting with its main opposition leader. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary in the country also known as Burma.
Clinton has been consulting closely with Aung San Suu Kyi as the U.S. looks for ways to support reforms in the country. Though they've spoken on the phone, their dinner in Yangon was the first time the two women met face-to-face. The secretary and her entourage also visited, for the first time, the new president's massive palace in the surreal-looking capital, Naypyidaw. Clinton says President Thein Sein outlined a detailed reform plan that includes efforts to resolve the country's long-standing ethnic conflicts and assurances that Myanmar won't buy illicit weapons from North Korea. The U.S. is also encouraging the country to release more political prisoners. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Yangon.
Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. is not claiming victory in Iraq, but he says the Iraqi government can take care of itself. Biden is in Iraq as American troops prepare to leave the country by the end of the month. Speaking on NBC this morning, Biden said that the Obama administration has done what it said it would do, namely to end a war that it did not start and to do so in a responsible way. Biden acknowledges that security concerns remain, but he says that violence is at an all-time low. The new president of the European Central Bank warns the risks to the Eurozone economies have grown, and constraints on the banking sector means the crisis is not about to fade. Larry Miller reports there's a similar warning from the head of the Bank of England.
European Central Bank Chief Mario Draghi says time is running out for Eurozone political leaders to resolve the sovereign debt crisis and restore confidence.
A credible signal is needed to give ultimate assurance over the short term.
Mervyn King, the governor of the Bank of England, warns banks to prepare for a potential Eurozone collapse.
No one who looks at the current position could surely deny that it is extraordinarily serious and threatening, and therefore those with responsibilities to deal with it really do need to take action.
King says he wants banks to build up reserves to protect themselves from a financial storm. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Ford, Chrysler, GM, and Volkswagen are all reporting increases in U.S. vehicle sales from this time last year. Sales at Chrysler are up 45% from a year ago. Volkswagen is reporting a 41% gain. Ford says its sales have risen by 13%, and GM says the sales of new vehicles is up by 7% in 2011. Meanwhile, more Americans applied for unemployment benefits for the second week in a row. The Labor Department says that number is up by 6,000 weekly applications to a seasonally adjusted average of 402,000. On Wall Street, trading is mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 10 points at 12,035. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 8 points to 2628. This is NPR News. Just one day before the UN is set to hold an emergency meeting on the crisis in Syria, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nabe Pillay, says evidence of abuse coming out of Syria shows that the country's leaders should be tried on charges of crimes against humanity. She also says her office now estimates that well more than 4,000 people are dead in the nine-month-long uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. Egyptians will not learn until at least tomorrow the results of 2 days' worth of voting in parliamentary elections. The head of Egypt's election commission says the announcement of the results will be delayed by a day. A report in the state news agency says high voter turnout has slowed the counting process. Kanye West tops the list of Grammy nominations announced last night with 7. NPR's Trina Williams reports none of those nominations were for Album or Record of the Year.
West is nominated for Song of the Year for All of the Lights. The rap artist is passed up for the other two top awards. Adele, on the other hand, gets 6 nods, including Best Album for 21, as well as Record and Song of the Year for Rolling in the Deep. Adele's album already is the best-selling of the year with 4.7 million copies purchased. Bruno Mars also garners 6 nominations. He'll compete with Adele in the top 3 categories. Yes, I would die for you. Foo Fighters are being considered for half a dozen nominations as well. Other multiple nominees are Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and Radiohead. The awards air live in February. Trina Williams, NPR News.
In Switzerland, the traditional start of the ski season this weekend is being threatened by unusually warm, dry conditions. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, in Washington.